Indeed, all Burundians are not ready to participate in a fake election like the one which is the preoccupation of President Nkurunziza and his so-called semi. What we want is a process which can be free and fair. In nowadays conditions, there is no room for a democratic election. All what we can say is that there is a need to urgently deal with these challenges as stated by the head of state of this region, where we are all invited to a dialogue so as to build up conducive environment which may lead to a free and fair election. For instance, today they can say that there is a timetable for the election, while they have not yet said how they are disarming the Imbonerakure, how they are creating an environment which will enable people who fled the country to come back, when there are no private media, where there are no confidence which could make these observers who withdrew to come back, when there is not viable conditions for people to campaign, there is no safety for these people from the opposition, many of us. So we cannot just say we accompany Peter Nkurunziza in his bid to run for a third term, but we want first to respect the constitution of ours as well as the Arusha Agreement.
Mr. Rwasa, has the opposition groups, including yours that came together, communicated this stance to the CNE or the Electoral Commission about your decision not to participate in what you called fake elections?
First of all, you must realize, as me and everybody else, that there is no Electoral Commission now. Because according to the Constitution of Burundi, the Electoral Commission is an independent board composed of 5 commissioners who are from different ethnic groups and who belong to different gender. Now, we have 2 commissioners who have fled the country because they judged that there were no room for a free and fair election. And besides this, the 3 members of that semi who were left are all male and from the same ethnic group. So it is a team which is unbalanced and which doesn't fit the conditions of such a commission according to the Constitution. We may say that if we want to go to a free and fair election, this Electoral Commission is to be set up anew. It is another challenge which come in addition to the challenges which were there already when the summit of Dar es Salaam took place.
Okay, what happened to the dialogue between opposition groups and the government to create peace, restore peace, law and order, to create the enabling environment to restore peace, to ensure elections proceed as well? What happened to the talks?
Oh, it's a pity that there is no talks anymore, but we are still available for that. Unfortunately, we see that the government is determined to do the things the way it likes. And that's why Nkurunziza is issuing all these decrees and is trying to say that there is no room for a dialogue with regard to his bid to run for a third term. Unfortunately, if we have to go to a dialogue, one may acknowledge that after all, if there is a political crisis in this country, it was sparked mainly by this bid of his to run for a third term. So we must discuss of all these issues so that we can really pave the way for a democratic election. And Nkurunziza would better step aside and leave space for another one for his political party. Otherwise, he will be trampling down the constitution and trying to annihilate the Arusha Agreement, which we cannot agree with.
Now, Mr. Rwasa, as a leading opposition member in the country and as a prominent leader in Burundi, what should the people of Burundi do at this moment, looking at the crisis that exists at this current moment? Because nobody knows what is going to happen tomorrow. What is it that Burundians should expect from all this chaos and crisis in the country?
Chaos is already there, but we can rectify. Or what is needed is first for CNDD and Pierre Nkurunziza to give up this sectarian ambition of theirs to say that Nkurunziza must run for a third term. There is no way to confuse between a term and the way one is elected in. Secondly, CNDD FDD must give in another candidate. It is even not understandable that they can fail to have a candidate after 10 years into office. Secondly, another thing to be done is for the government to rehabilitate the private media so that Burundians can enjoy their right to know what is happening in their country and to have the right to access balanced information. Another thing which is to be done is, in compliance with the Dar es Salaam summit, there is an urgent need to address this issue of security along with the disarmament of the Imbonerakure and whoever else will be having weapons without any compliance with the law. So if we look into the matter, the government of Burundi is not eligible to do such a task. There is a need for the international community to contribute with a neutral force, which could then be given the mission to protect the opposition leaders, to help them campaign, and also to guarantee the security of the elections, as well as the disarmament of these militiamen. And of course, there is a need for the government to recreate confidence among the international community so that we can have these electoral observers back. Because as one knows, they withdrew after they saw that there was no room for a free and fair election. If the conditions are there, if conditions in the environment is established, then those observers can come back.